From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, April 22nd. Coming up, the state budget Governor J.B. Pritzker just signed into law includes substantial increases in the monetary award program known as MAP grants. We'll talk with a higher ed expert about the impact on higher education in the state in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois has received its second bond rating upgrade in a year. Moody's Investors Service upgraded most of the state to BAA1 with a stable outlook, up from BAA2. The rating was hovering just above junk status before the upgrades. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state's paying more attention to the heaviest long-term burdens, and that's helped.
We've reduced our net pension liabilities by $15 billion by responsibly managing our investments, by offering a pension buyout program, and by putting $500 million more into our pension systems than is required by law.
Moody's noticed this too, but says those burdens and their growing fixed costs still pose challenges. They also warn Illinois' economy is growing more slowly than its neighbors because residents are leaving. On this Earth Day, we're reminded of the ways we can help protect our planet, and as Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, Illinois is uniquely positioned to help mitigate the effects of climate change.
Carbon sequestration is the process of removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and storing it underground, and Illinois is seen as a carbon storage hotspot. That's largely due to its geology. Ben Grove is a geologist with the Clean Air Task Force. He says the Midwestern landscape below ground is perfect for long-term carbon storage.
In the Midwest, for the most part, there are very few areas with known naturally occurring seismic activity or fault zones. It's a very stable section or column of rock throughout and very laterally expansive.
Grove says induced seismic activity is possible in carbon sequestration, but is very rare. The Mount Simon sandstone underneath Decatur has among the highest storage potential across the Midwest. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
A graduate of the University of Illinois is describing what it's like to cover Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Terrell Germain Starr says he wore waterproof clothes, a helmet, and protective vest worth more than $1,000 while reporting in Ukraine. But Starr says his most important tool was common sense.
The main thing is none of this is worth your life, and the reason why you're covering this violence is that you have a larger story to tell. And when you realize that when it's not safe, you shouldn't be there.
Starr appeared on the 21st talk show yesterday. He helped cover City Hall at Illinois Public Media in 2008, while also earning a master's degree in Russian, East European, and Eurasian studies at the U of I. Starr says he plans to go back to the region this summer. About 40 protesters held a rally yesterday at Parkland College in Champaign to demand the firing of a former Champaign police chief from his teaching position. Madison Holcomb of the Illinois Student Newsroom has more.
Former Chief R.T. Finney has been teaching criminal justice classes at the college since the fall of last year. Finney was involved in a shooting that led to the 2009 killing by a different officer of Keewon Carrington, a black 15-year-old. Sarah Lynn is a member of the CU Party for Socialism and Liberation, which organized the event.
Whatever he's teaching in that class, he should not be doing it. He has oppressed black people in our community for far too long. He should not be in an educational institution.
Finney did not respond to requests for comment. I'm Madison Holcomb, Illinois Student Newsroom.
In a statement, Parkland officials say they're aware of the complaints and welcome any input that may improve the institution. Still to come, we'll talk about the impact of the new state budget on higher education in Illinois. That story from Peter Medlin is coming up next on 217 Today.
I'm Emily Hayes, education reporter for Illinois Public Media. For 100 years, this community has depended on WILL to provide context and clarity on local schools, the University of Illinois, and other educational issues. As we celebrate a century of making waves in our community, you can help kickstart our next 100 years with a gift today in support of our spring fund drive at willgive.org. Thank you.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker just signed a nearly $47 billion budget into law. That includes substantial increases to the need-based student monetary award program, or MAP grants. Peter Medlin talked with Partnership for College Completion Policy Manager Mike Abrahamson about what it means for Illinois college students.
What were some of your biggest takeaways for what this means for higher ed and specifically, you know, for students in Illinois?
It sends a message to the state that we're supporting students from low-income backgrounds and being able to access, persist, and complete college. Most specifically, I think the $122 million increase for MAP is going to serve tens of thousands of additional students, and it's going to start us down this path to increasing award amounts as well. They can now award up to, I think it's 50% of public university tuition, which is a significant increase from, I believe, 38%.
I mean, just like how substantial is it, especially compared to like the budgets that we've had over the past couple of years?
Extremely impactful. It aligns with the promise that we had towards $600 million in MAP at this point. And it will have a significant impact on students being able to afford college. But also beyond that, I think like it also sends a message to students, right? I think the unsure nature of funding over the last 10 years at least have really hurt us in Illinois. And it contributes to the declining enrollments that we've seen. We have tens of thousands of fewer students than we had in Illinois 10 years ago.
Okay, so we mentioned the increase to MAP grants. I want to touch on a couple of the other big points from that. There was the 5% increase to universities and community colleges operations budget, just 5% flat, right?
Yes. And that, too, I would say is a step forward, right? Right now, we're figuring out how, as a state, we can have a system that more adequately, equitably, and stably funds our universities. And this continues to support our college and universities as we figure out that system.
There's increases to things like adult education, career and technical scholarships for minority teacher candidates.
I think that the Minority Teachers for Illinois scholarship, that $2.3 million increase is definitely important to note.
Okay, so let's get to what we've been like hinting around before, which is that, you know, in 2020, the Partnership for College Completion, you guys released a report saying that Illinois needs to change the way that it funds higher ed. And now it looks like Illinois is actually on the path to potentially doing that.
Basically, in Illinois right now, we're one of few states that for the vast majority, I think 99.5% of our funding is given out based heavily on how we gave it out last year, not necessarily on a system that considers what students adequately need. How can we turn this system from being one of the few in the country that really doesn't have much of a system behind it to potentially leading the country in terms of equity?
Is there anything about this conversation we're having about the budget and the impact it has on students, anything about this whole conversation that you think is more important than people might realize if they're just skimming a headline about the budget?
I think that costs in higher education are a difficult problem to grapple with, right? Because students pay for part of it, the state pays for part of it, and federal funds are in play as well. And that difficulty has, I think, made funding more scarce in a lot of states, and I think especially in Illinois over the last 20 years. But I think that the evidence all points to reinvesting in higher education. It's hard to overstate the opportunities that it will give the state if we reinvest in higher education equitably and in, you know, a targeted way. And I think that this budget, we're starting to see that reinvestment. And so, yeah, it's really exciting to see, but we need to, I think, keep our foot on the gas pedal to make sure that we're continuing to invest in our colleges, universities, and our students. We've seen unique disinvestment in our colleges and universities over the last 20 years. And now we're seeing this reinvestment. And I think it's exciting to see.
Right. The headline is don't stop now.
Exactly. Yeah. Because, you know, we have to continue to lower costs to students and to adequately fund universities so that they can serve students. So yes, don't stop now, I think is the message.
That was Partnership for College Completion Policy Manager Mike Abrahamson. He spoke with Peter Medlin. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly cloudy and warm today with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 77 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Dana Cronin, Reginald Hardwick, Madison Holcomb, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.